AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden went on Twitter with a health update.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild. And I really appreciate your inquiries and your concerns. But I'm doing well. Getting a lot of work done. Going to continue to get it done.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says the symptoms are mild.
He said he felt tired last night, went to bed, didn't have a great night of sleep. We've all had those. Woke up this morning, got tested, and then when was asked about symptoms, reported that indeed he had this morning some runny nose and a dry cough.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president tested negative Tuesday and would stay isolated until he tests negative again. Tonight in primetime, the House committee investigating the Capitol riot will focus on what then-President Donald Trump was doing at the time of the riot. Committee member Adam Kinzinger released a preview on Twitter of responses from people who were in the White House.
To the best of my recollection, he was always in the dining room.
Yeah, what did they say, Mr. Meadows? The president. What do you recall?
I think they were watching the TV.
He was watching TV in the dining room when you talked to him on January 6th.
It's my understanding he was watching television.
The hearing could be the committee's final one after a series of public sessions over the past 6 weeks. Trump ally Steve Bannon declined to testify. His lawyers did not call any witnesses in his contempt of Congress trial, instead arguing the judge should acquit him, saying prosecutors hadn't proven their case. A judge sentenced former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane to 2.5 years in prison on a federal civil rights charge for his role in the killing of George Floyd. Democrats pushed a bill through the House that would inscribe the right to use contraceptives into law. A rally late in the day, stocks have closed higher. This is AP News. An independent inspection finds British response is poor to migrants trying to get into the country.
The review by David Neal, the Chief Inspector of Borders and Immigration, is among critical reports published this week on the British government's handling of migration and asylum seekers. Authorities have been struggling to cope with an increasing flow of people fleeing countries such as Afghanistan, Somalia and Iraq to seek asylum and better opportunities in the UK. Since the start of the year, around 15,000 people have reached British shores after crossing the English Channel. One of the world's busiest shipping lanes from France in the unseaworthy vessels like rubber dinghies. Zaria Shakili, London.
A state judge ruled abortion clinics in Louisiana can continue operating while a lawsuit challenging the state's near total ban on abortions is resolved. A statewide ban has taken effect twice in Louisiana, blocked twice since the Supreme Court's ruling. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.